Hare Krishna. Sometimes on podcasts and many times over the years, I've been asked whether devotees become influenced by evil forces, underworld forces, by demons, ghosts, and so on, and whether the Krishna consciousness movement, in its plan to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and to establish the Yuga Dharma all over the world, is being challenged by some other beings, by some demoniac beings. Generally, my tendency has been to answer in a general way. We're living in Kali Yuga. Kali's purpose is no secret. It's there in the Bhagavatam. And certainly Kali is a person, and who's got his own army, his personal supporters, other evil people, lust, anger, greed, etc., that they're all working in order to have the age of Kali fully functional now and not have to wait another 10,000 years until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement has passed. And, of course, there's Maya Devi, who's always there, Mama Maya Duratyaya. She's very difficult. Her influence is very difficult to overcome. And she certainly tests Vaishnavas to see whether their purpose in serving Krishna is real or not. However, now I'd like to answer this question in relationship to a reference that I came across a few days ago and that I've been thinking about over the last few days, a reference in the Mahabharata. And I discussed this topic with Govinda Maharaj, and he also thought that it was instructive, also possibly inspirational for devotees to be very careful about their spiritual lives. And that in a more personal and pointed way, it can give us answers as to why do we see senior men, leaders in our society fall down, what to speak of, why do devotees in general either fall from their position, give up their vows, give up Krishna consciousness, and how Krishna consciousness movement could be deflected from its path by its own leaders if the leaders, like the members of the society, aren't very strict in their practices of Krishna consciousness and aren't at least practicing offenseless devotional service, if not pure devotional service. And what are the risks if we're actually practicing offensive devotional service? What type of obstacles that may mean for us as individuals and for realizing the mission of this Krishna consciousness movement? So let me read this excerpt from Mahabharata, which really caught my attention, and then highlight some of these points which I mentioned in this prelude and introduction. And it may be, as I'm seeing that time is passing, that this podcast may be more than just up for one day. There may be two parts to it because it may be longer than the average that I've been sending.